DCCC endorses aggressive gerrymander to leave New York with 3 GOP seats. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on January 27, 2022. The Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, wants the New York legislature to approve an aggressive gerrymander that would leave New York with 3 Republican and 23 Democrat seats in Congress. DCCC Chair Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, wrote an interested parties memo titled Preserving and Strengthening Communities of Interest that urges the legislature to correct the errors of the past. The memo reads, in New York City and the surrounding areas, the current map does a serviceable job ensuring that communities are linked together and that minority representation is strong, as the New York State Constitution requires. Of course, communities have changed over the past decade and the new map should reflect that. Ultimately, although lines may shift or expand, the districts must preserve the ability of minority communities to elect their chosen representatives to Congress. Ironically, Maloney accused Republicans last June of using gerrymandering to gain political power. While Republicans clearly think their best way back to power is suppressing and gerrymandering their way to a majority, Democrats are committed to the fight of protecting and expanding voting rights for all Americans, he said. Republican New York Representative Nicole Malliotakis called the DCCC's proposal a desperate attempt to tilt the scale to give Democrats an advantage. Malliotakis told Fox News, the people of the state of New York voted, not once but twice, for nonpartisan redistricting. To entertain a map drawn by Nancy Pelosi's chief campaign operative and head of a D.C. organization focused on only electing Democrats to Congress is highly inappropriate, defies the will of New York's voters and is a direct assault on the state constitution. They know they can't win on policy, merit, or debate, so this is a desperate attempt to tilt the scale to give Democrats an advantage. This year's redistricting is the first cycle since New York voters adopted a bipartisan redistricting commission in 2014. DCCC Communications Director Chris Hayden defended Maloney's advocacy. The state's public comment process is critical to a healthy democracy and the only venue for public comment. So as a citizen of the state, Congressman Maloney chose to participate in that process, he told The Washington Times. Under the proposed map, the only safe Republicans would be Reps. Elise Stefanik, Chris Jacobs, and Andrew Garbarino, according to Cook Political Report's Dave Wasserman.